Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome, everybody, where you've got a very special bonus episodes of Musicals with Cheese. And here I am joined by Elizabeth Esten, our wonderful video editor, and the co-host of Patreon with Cheese, our Patreon-only podcast. Say hello, Liz.
Hello. I'm on the main feed. This is scary, but I'm excited.
Yeah, it is scary. Exciting and scared, to paraphrase Stephen Sondheim.
Yes.
The Sondhizzy.
What a man.
And today, we are actually talking about a brand new play by one of our favorite playwrights. Liz, why don't you introduce it?
Today we are talking about To Free a Mockingbird by the wonderful, beautiful, amazing Grace Aki.
But we're not biased here. We have no bias.
No, I have no bias towards Grace Aki. I don't worship the ground she walks on at all.
Yeah. So it's obvious that we're going to have some biases here, and that no matter what, this isn't going to be like the most... this is going to be a biased review
we're a hair on the biased end of things, but...
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure if I had sat down and watched this play without any context of who Grace was, I would have loved it.
Oh, absolutely.
So, the fact that we also just love Grace the human being and has been a recurring guest on Musicals with Cheese factors very little into our recommendation of this show.
Absolutely. There's bias, but it does not affect our recommendation.
Yeah. So, Liz, what did you think? Did you hate it?
I loved it. I thought the storytelling was fantastic.
If you could describe it... without spoilers, because we're going to be as spoiler-free as we can in this episode, at Grace's own request. How would you describe this show?
It's a mix of a one-woman monologue and a stand-up set. It has chuckles, but makes you cry.
Yeah, I think she uses in the marketing a comparison to Hannah Gadsby's Nanette?
Yes.
Not Annette. Not to be confused with Annette.
Not to be confused with the puppet thing that's French.
Baby Annette, come on.
I haven't seen it yet.
Put respect on Baby Annette's name.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'll see it later.
Yes, and I think it's very strange. It was not what I expected in a good way, because I expected it to lean more toward the stand-up comedy side and then kind of take a turn. But it's a very consistent tone throughout it.
Yeah.
There's
chuckles and there's need to be chuckles, but you can get serious when it needs to be. It remains impactful the whole time.
Mm-hmm. And it is actually a one-act play starring one woman, which I don't know why that surprised me as much as it did, but it very much did. I was expecting a monologue set, which it is, but it's... This is a play. This is a performance.
This is truly an amazing performance. Grace does a fantastic job performing all of this.
I guess we should bullet point the main things that we talk about in this. And a lot of it's intense, and a lot of it's fun, and a lot of it's emotional. The main tenets are her connection to where she's from, which is Georgia, and all the strange contradictions there and all that, her parents and the troubles of having divorced parents and like what comes with that, and specific anecdotes that kind of ring true of that, the starting of a new relationship with her ex-husband, and all building up to what I don't want to spoil, but is one of the most powerful uses of lighting and prop work I have seen on stage in a long... Wait, no, what is it?
Chekhov's gun.
Chekhov's phone.
Chekhov's phone.
I cannot recommend this more, and I'm sad that this is posting after The Window, so y'all are kind of fucked if you missed
it. It's really good. Like, oh my god. I haven't seen theater since, like, forever at this point, and it was a great reintroduction into theater,
and the audience all reacted and were into it. The audience participation really kind of both made them feel at home and deeply uncomfortable and made them feel seen in the moments they needed to be seen.
Oh yeah, it felt very like someone, it felt very like a room, sitting in a room with a friend, like just hearing them tell a story and you're just drinking coffee and living your best life.
Yeah, where you just want to let them talk, you don't have to interject, that kind of feeling where it's like, and Grace is just in general a great storyteller, as you can tell from her podcast Tell Me on a
Fantastic.
Sunday and all that. So hearing her tell stories and her be good at it is, that's expected.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And her writing is impeccable, the way she structured it.
Yes, but it also comes off as she's kind of making it up. Yeah. Like, it feels so natural out of her mouth that it doesn't feel overwritten.
No, it feels like something that came from her. It didn't feel like a thing she wrote down.
Yes, it feels like a natural progression. And you can tell when there's an actory thing where, especially in theater, where the words are getting too much and you get choked up and you can kind of tell when that's disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely genuine here.
Oh, yeah. When she stops, you know this is impacting her as much as we feel it.
The verisimilitude dripping off of this entire performance is just, it's coded in it, and you can't escape from it.
Oh, yeah.
And the story is, like, even if I tell a story to you about my life, I'm going to make some fun interpretational choices.
Oh, yeah.
Here it just feels like, no, that's exactly how those things played out and went down. With some, like, punchy dialogue probably added, but I'm like, nah, that's about how... It feels so real that that's no way that wasn't exactly how that played out.
It feels like she's not exaggerating. She's not adding funny anecdotes. This is just legit what she saw, and she's telling you what happened.
The most important thing is words can't really do it that much justice is the hardest part about this show. So what I'm going to turn to you and put on your shoulders, which story, and there are several chunks of stories that seem to flow with each other, but they are very distinctive sections, was your favorite?
Ooh, I liked all of them, really. This is a tough one.
I know. I'm really partial to the opening monologue where we follow very, very clearly, like, the naming after the Gone with the Wind and how that... and the brilliant punchline at the end of that, all just because of the coat and music that she had on and came on to when it came in, and it ties into everything. Like, that was one of my favorite parts of it. And on second watch, it is even more gratifying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd say... it's a toughie. I'd probably go with for just her describing, like, the story of her dad and his life, like, his early life. It's really compelling to see how, like, interesting his life was. He's like, no, I'm gonna just, like, be with my family. Like, do what I want.
Yes, but it... Not...
It turns tragic. There's a thing... Without going to spoilers.
Without going to spoils, it goes tragic, but it shows that anyone can go tragic.
Yeah.
Like, all the promise in the world will never stop that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I also...
Which also is kind of a fire under an ass to get to work and write a play like this, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I also enjoyed just her, like, describing, like, the early feelings of moving to New York for the first time. Like, the excitement that is moving to a new place, especially this somewhere like New York City, which is just so exciting, especially for theater people.
I agree, but also...
This is also
as
tragic.
Someone that knows and... It is, but also as someone that knows and has spoken to Grace on numerous occasions and heard, like, bits of connective tissues to these stories. Like, in our Spring Awakening episode, she brought up, like, that Newsies was forced to close so they could bring in Aladdin for XYZ reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we get the connection that the reason she came to New York was because of Newsies, and the fact that it closed was a pretty traumatic thing that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, hearing... my context of doing this goofy cheese internet show and then bringing in the real context of her life, it's just like, okay, that paints that a little differently for me.
Yeah, I like how the happy moments a lot of times are painted with a bit of tragedy afterwards. Like, in the moment you're happy, and then it can go tragic. Like,
yeah.
And that's just kind of how life works sometimes. It's not always sunshine and rainbows and cakes made of flowers and shit like that.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean those things don't exist.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree with that. It's just, like, I love, like, playing with that, like, juxtaposition of, like, a good moment to something, a good, something that starts good and then turns a bit. But also, yes. like, reconciling with it.
Mm-hmm. I think Grace Aki is one of the most talented, like, performers and playwrights out there currently. And honest. I think honesty is really hard to come by in more modern theater. I don't tend to be a fan of the art through personal description, if that makes sense. I don't like the tick-tick-booms, the rents of the world that much. Maybe it's just Jonathan Larson I don't like, but... I'm not a big fan of that usually, and her taking this genre I'm not usually a big fan of, and really, really making me emotionally connect to it in a deep, deep way. That's a huge success.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is there anything that you didn't like about this, Liz?
Huh?
I'm going to watch you say no. I'm going to watch it.
Yes, I didn't. I liked everything about it. I have no complaints.
I have one complaint. I just saw your face, like, scrunch up, like, you bastard. How dare you? And that is the audio mixing. They should have wired in an audio recorder into the overall mixing board of this instead of just using the on-camera mic of the record of the camera, which is what I believe they did.
You make a good point there, yeah.
Like, the camera work is great. I wish they had spent, like, 0.5 seconds to plug in an H6N into the mixer that they're using to, like, promote, put this out into the room, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's literally my only note. I thought the camera recording was very good. I thought they shot it very, very well and used their takes very wisely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The subtle camera changes throughout are effective.
Yes.
And I do agree with the FB audio. That might have been, like, circumstantial. Like, maybe they couldn't do it. Like, they tried and they couldn't work it out. But, they should have. Hopefully they tried at least. If they didn't, then they probably should have.
I mean, a lot of times, a lot of production houses tend to think that the pretty visuals are all that matters and that the audio kind of is secondary.
Oh, no.
When really, it should be the other way around.
Everyone needs to just think audio first, visuals second. Like...
Yeah, because there was some times where I had to rewind and re-listen to what I just heard to make sure I heard it right. No fault to Grace Aki's diction or pronunciation. Just the
recording quality wasn't the peak it should have been.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Yeah. So, get on that. What company was this?
SHEATL?
SHEATL?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I tweeted about it, so I probably should have checked.
SHENYC Arts Audio Recording. I loved how connected this was to Georgia. I'm glad that she did this in her hometown.
Oh, yeah.
It really did feel like a hometown return, and... It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
I really flippin' loved
it. I loved everything about it. Grace has been through a lot of tough stuff in her life, and
I mean,
she's very strong through it all.
She is very, very strong. And I guess now it's become, the show is amazing, and we would talk much more deep about it if we were allowed to give out more spoilery stuff, which we don't want to do at all. For obvious reasons.
Yes.
I know it's weird to say, like, for a one-man show, what spoilers are there? Oh, there's a couple.
There's a lot of spoilers.
And it's better that you're just there.
And, yeah, you want to know these things in the moment. You don't want to hear us talk about it and then see it later.
No. And we rarely do that on Musicals with Cheese, but I think it's best that we don't spoil.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Grace Aki as an artist for a bit and, like, what she's been through and what her future looks like. So what do you know about her before you joined us at Musicals with Cheese, Liz?
I knew that she was going through a divorce at the time. And she was going through a lot of tough things with her ex-husband and his family. And that's about all I knew. I didn't know a ton, but I haven't known her that long. So
have you since, like, dive into, like, her podcasting work and radio? Like, she's on Broadway radio the time.
I haven't yet. I've been meaning to. Sorry, Grace. Please don't be mad at me.
yeah, be mad at her. You know what? Write her an angry
sorry,
email, Grace.
Grace, you're legit one of the nicest people I've ever spoken to.
I think she is one of the most talented folks. And few of us, I doubt you've even heard her sing.
No, I haven't heard her sing. I'm sure it's beautiful.
She has a wonderful singing voice, for one. Like,
beautiful.
One of the best singing voices. Beautiful. She's like, she mentions being in Spring Awakening, but go revisit our Spring Awakening episode. She kind of hums a little bit, and it has just sent me to the back of the room because it just sounded so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It's so flipping good.
Grace, please don't be
and
mad
I don't
at me.
And I think this isn't the end of the show, like, if that makes sense. I think it's coming back to New York in February through March of next year, which is gonna be lit as hell.
Oh yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, who wouldn't go? But I do want to recommend Tell Me on a Sunday.
Yes.
Fantastic podcast. Specifically one of her more recent episodes called Her Story. Legally, I don't want to say much that might get her in trouble, but just listen to it. Make your own connections. Very, very traumatic stuff in the same vein as To Free a Mockingbird. And if you're not already, like, following her on the Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And
follow her
in
the Twitter.
Instagrams. She's funny.
I
like,
love
she's
her
legitimately
Twitter.
Funny on Twitter.
I love her Twitter. Like, she tweeted this, like, today about someone named Connor Murphy in her building, and I was just like, oh my god.
Yeah, fuck that shit. She is a hilarious human being, a kind human being that only does well by people.
Oh, yeah.
She's good people. And on top of that, she's also talented. Fuck, what can't this
she
girl
does,
do?
She's so
she
good.
Can...
I love her.
Okay. This has just become, like, We Love Grace Aki-a-thong,
yeah,
because that's just what our show is, Musicals with Cheese.
Yeah.
Every time she posts any outfit, I get angry a little bit, because how could she pull off every fucking outfit that she puts on?
She's fat. I love her outfits. They're so good. I'm, like, looking at her Instagram wearing, like, my boyfriend's t-shirt and a pair of shorts I should have washed 3 days ago, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
And you know what? We do video recordings for Musicals with Cheese every time. And a lot of times people are just wearing a t-shirt and they kind of have raggy hair like I do right now. You're seeing me.
Yeah, I can confirm his hair
neither
is
of
raggedy.
Us are at 100%. I think we can both be agreed that neither of us are at our 100%
oh, no.
Potential.
Not
right now.
Not at all.
Grace has always looked 100% like she must have done her makeup and shit before jumping on a Musicals with Cheese episode. How the fudge does she have that time?
She's an icon. Oh my god. Musicals with Cheese is a Grace Aki stan account.
I mean, it's always
been. Always been, but can't confirm.
I do, like, we've talked about what she's gonna do next time she's on Musicals with Cheese, and that's gonna be a lot of fun, based on what her pitch is, and it's going to be different than everything else. But what do you think is next for her as an artist and writer? Because this feels like a big stepping
stone.
It
is. I feel like there's more coming her way. She has so many talents that it's kind of hard to predict, like, where she's going to go. I hope this show moves to New York and or some even somewhere else. I hope more people see it. And I hope she just keeps writing and doing what she's doing, really. She's incredibly talented, deserves all the good things.
My God.
Also, yeah. I want to hear her sing. Like, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, I think that she should walk right up to the whatever theater waitress is playing in and tell them, motherfuckers, you shall cast me as Dawn.
Yes, she'd be such a good Dawn.
She's already a Southern Asian. How? It's perfect.
It's literally perfect to play Dawn.
Inject that into my veins already.
Seriously, I see waitress like three. I don't even live in New York. I would travel to New York just to see waitress 3 days a week.
I would, like, even a replacement, I would buy out every one of them.
Oh, absolutely. Just, like, for people. Like, here, this is for friends.
Yeah, you need to see this, guys. Grace Aki, come on.
I bought you a ticket. You're going to New York on this day. Go.
All right, I guess I'm seeing Waitress. And then they're just knocked to the back wall.
I already love Waitress. I'll just love Waitress even more now.
But the only upside of her maybe not being in Waitress on Broadway is maybe one day I can direct her as Dawn in Waitress, which would be a dream.
That would be, I'd love to see that. Oh my God.
Nah, a woman should direct Waitress. Let me be clear.
Yeah, a woman should direct
A
woman directed the film, a woman should direct the Broadway show.
I think a woman did direct the Broadway show. Correct me if I'm
not
wrong, but
positive.
I agree.
I could look it up.
That's a very, like, female-centric point of view, and I feel like if a man came in there, they'd be like, you know what? We need more focus on Obi. You know, everyone's favorite
His name is
character.
Oki, because it's, like, Oklahoma.
Oki.
His name's Oklahoma. God, I've seen the Waitress movie upwards of six times in the musical, like, once, but I can't only see it so many times. Yeah.
How many times did you listen to our episode with Grace Aki?
I think once.
Oh, you've actually listened to it?
I think I listened to some of it a while ago because I really liked Waitress and I didn't know who Grace was.
It's a very good episode. Yeah. I still think our Annette episode is probably top 10
episodes. For context, I'm not much of a podcast listening person. It's nothing to do with.
No, she just hates us.
No, I'm more. I like visuals. So I've never been huge into podcasts, but now that I work for one, I'm more into them. So,
That's what she tells all the podcasts she likes to work for.
I only work for one.
Yeah, sure, Jan.
Sport is attacked.
Liz, what is your overall thoughts on The Free a Mockingbird and your cheese ratings?
Free a Mockingbird. I loved it. I think it is incredible. The storytelling is amazing. I'm not biased at all. I think that the storytelling is really good. I'm repeating myself now because I am on the main feed and I'm nervous.
Why you gotta be nervous?
I don't know.
These people like you.
I hope they like me. I just really enjoyed Grace's performance, her delivery, the coat alone at the opening. I was like, this is gonna be a good time. I love this coat.
Yeah, it's
a great coat.
I was a little sad seeing it just sit on the floor the entire time.
But... Yeah. I mean, that coat deserves its own spinoff.
To free a coat.
That coat might have been through some stuff. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't have that coat. I actually thought about my cheese rating before we recorded this, so...
Ooh.
I did. I thought this through. So I'm going to give it a cheddar biscuit with sausage gravy.
Ooh. That's a great one. Grace Aki, it's impossible for me to be unbiased. I love her. I am very, very close-ish with her. I loved how that is not a good statement. I'm very, very close-ish, you know?
Depends on the day.
She's a good friend of the podcast, and I love chatting with her. She literally helped me put together a Valentine's Day gift for my girlfriend last year. She's good people. She is the best people.
She is the best.
On top of that, she is also very, very talented, very, very strong, and one of the hardest working people I've ever seen. Remember, she's not just a playwright and all that. She's hosting a podcast, hosting a radio show, guesting on shows, and then doing all sorts of theater around, and then this. So she is the queen of multitasking and the queen of getting great content out there. So this show is heartbreaking, hilarious, and all the things you've heard about, but honest, truthful, and a lot of fun. And that's it. I was the only one here that had any critique, and I stand by that critique.
I agree with you. I didn't think about it, so I forgot about the audio recording. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
I have my literal one note. So the only cheese I can give this is a Dallas grilled cheese, from the Dallas Grilled Cheese Company on Mockingbird Lane.
Oh God.
Is that Mockingbird's free? Liz, hand in her hand, face in her
this
hand.
This is very
like,
when you
angry.
Gave the cabaret spetzel from Welcome and Market.
In Frankenmuth, Michigan.
Frankenmuth, Michigan.
How about you? How about you get off of it? I was just in Frankenmuth last weekend. Frankenmuth is wonderful.
Did you get cheese spetzel from Welcome and Market?
I did. I didn't get cheese spetzel, but I did get cheese from Vilkomen.
Oh, good. Did you sing Vilkomen while getting it?
Vilkomen is literally all over that town because it is like a German pretend place.
Wow.
So like everything. So anytime I passed a sign that said Vilkomen, I'm like, Vilkomen, bienvenue, welcome. My girlfriend's just like, is there an off button on you?
Oh, God.
Can we just have a conversation, please? I don't know if you're quoting shit at me anymore. I don't know what if you're saying is really you or if you're just quoting Sondheim at me.
Oh, God. Oh, Miranda, you're great.
Oh, it's sad how accurate this is. Liz, is there anything else you gotta say before you wrap this on?
Grace Ackie, you're a beautiful human, and if you're listening to this, by the time this comes out, I will listen to so many episodes of Tell Me on a Sunday to make up for all the things that I haven't done.
So. You know what? She deserves no pity. Give her no pity, Grace.
Grace.
Finish her.
Grace, don't listen to him. You're a beautiful person. And you're delightful, and you're legit one of the nicest people I've ever spoken to, and thank you for being an amazing human, and always being extremely kind to me, even on, especially on Twitter.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Liz is right. Grace, you're
Grace,
wonderful.
You're a wonderful human.
Congrats on all the incredible work that you've done and the incredible work you're about to do.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to talk to you soon.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time on Musicals with Cheese. What? Did I embarrass you too much?
No, Dad.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.